The United Nations Security Council has called on the newly formed Transitional Unity Government of South Sudan to end the cycle of violence and suffering and fully implement the peace agreement which the warring parties signed in August last year. The conflicts killed thousands and forced more than 1 million people to flee their homes. There have been countless reports of targeted killings, house-to-house searches, mass arrests, unlawful detention, ill treatment, and torture. Even civilians in clinics, hospitals and schools have been targeted. Médecins Sans Frontières is one of the biggest providers of medical humanitarian assistance in South Sudan. I spoke to MSF Australia's Executive Director, Paul McPhun, on a phone line from Juba.
Yeah, well, during the course of the conflict, we've actually had 8 medical facilities that have been attacked and destroyed or partially destroyed. So there's been a period of acute violence. It's been devastating for the population, clearly forced hundreds of thousands of people to flee from their homes. So, yeah, maintaining and delivering medical care in these kinds of circumstances has been incredibly difficult. And you can imagine the situation for the population has been extreme.
The most recent United Nations report just last month talks about extraordinary levels of violence, including people being cut to pieces and burned alive, and horrible levels of sexual violence as well.
I just heard countless stories. A lady, a head of a household of 12, who had to flee into the bush from Lae when Lae town was attacked. She spent 4 months in the swamps trying to dodge people that were out there looking for survivors, eventually made her way to Bentiu, is living in deplorable conditions in very makeshift tent under plastic sheeting in the mud. She, you know, has very little hope. She doesn't know where she's going to go next. Yeah, on the one hand, in Sudan right now, we'd normally be facing something of a seasonal gap of food, but on the other hand, there's been such a long-lasting impact of the conflict. The food security has just become quite acute.
How many people would you say are displaced or actual refugees?
Where I was just visiting Bentiu and Bentiu town, there are now 125,000 people displaced living in a protection camp. We're talking massive numbers of people across Sudan, displaced from their homes, living in camp settings or basically, you know, still trying to fend for themselves.
And what can either governments or individuals do beyond trying to help charities like your own? Is there anything constructive that the rest of the world can do?
Well, I think at the moment, one of the key messages has to be, you know, we need sustained humanitarian support in South Sudan. I mean, this is one of the most acute crises facing the world today. If you look at the number of people we've been treating as a single organization, just last year, we had over 800,000 people go through our hospitals and clinics. You know, we're dealing with malaria on a very large scale. We're facing the onset of a new wet season. And last year alone, we treated 300,000 cases of malaria. This year, from all the indicators we're getting, it's going to be as bad, if not worse, of a season. As I said, people are entirely dependent on humanitarian assistance at the moment, and there is no food security at all. So this is not the moment to take the eye off South Sudan, and we really need a massive injection of humanitarian support until there is a political solution and some stability can start to diffuse, you know, this incredibly tense situation right now.
Paul McPhun, Executive Director of Médecins Sans Frontières Australia, speaking to me from Juba in South Sudan.